Friday, summary. What are the causes for disunity? So we've gone through several phases in church history, in Old Israel, New Testament times. We heard of the history of Israel, up and down, up and down, listening to God, doing His will, result, blessings. Not listening to God, not doing His will, result, curses. And it took a long time to learn in this process, to find out it's better to love God and to obey Him. It's better doing His will. Then we will be blessed. Why are we so silly to go beyond the line? When you come close to the cliffs, the closer you come, the more careful you have to be not to fall down immediately. And you will not get another chance. If you are too close, one mistake will bring you to the ground as a corpse. So, when we remember in the book of Judges, they had already conquered the land, Israel. They were there. They had the olive trees and the fig trees and the grapes and everything to eat. Remember the desert, 40 years there. But when they had everything, when they lived in peace and prospered, what happened then to them? They looked over to the neighbors about their worshipping idols and went to the religious feasts of the heathen where the temple prostitutes waited for them. And then God became angry, did not protect them any longer. And then other peoples came, robbed them, killed them. Horrible. Till they remembered and cried to God, "Help us." And the prophet said, "Come closer to God and He will come closer to you. If you go away, He will allow you to go away. But the consequences, you will have to suffer." And this is bitter, very bitter. We heard about the king who was the son of Solomon. One single mistake. One. And the land was divided forever. No more it was possible to form a unity. No more. What a tragedy. One mistake. And people suffer for hundreds of years. Corinth, strong Christian church founded by Paul, and then they form groups within the church. People who say, "I belong to Apollos, I belong to Paul, I belong to Peter, I belong to Christ," and they form groups within the church. And when Paul hears this, he writes a letter at once. Unity. Many will be strong. This unity, he will be weak as a result of that. And in Ephesus, when it was the last time that he saw the elders of the church, he said, "Beware. Be on your guard. Attacks from the outside, attacks from the inside. The devil works either from the outside or from the inside. He works. And When he does not succeed here, he will succeed there. He's clever. Unity strengthens. And unity we can only find when each person unites with Christ. Then we are united all together.